Hello, everybody. We're back to podcast number 2. And the first one already made it to Spotify in under, I think, like 20 minutes, which is like kind of amazing. But I don't really know how long it's usually supposed to take. But in this video, we're going to be talking about, how I came up with the idea to, like, do, a podcast, and, why I wanted to do it, because there's so many podcasts out there, and, like, over, like, 80% of them are not even, kid podcasts, so, like, they're not, like, good to watch. So like you kind of want like not like the 7-year-old feeling, but like you want that like 10 and like 12 range, so you can like feel like you'll like get like a lot of viewers on your podcast, because 6-year-olds and 7-year-olds shouldn't even have like an iPhone like 5 at their age, because like it would just wouldn't make sense, like, because they could just go on random podcasts, hear bad words and stuff all like that. So, that's why I'm making this podcast, and the only reason, I'm really, like, making this podcast is so that you guys know why I'm doing it. Now, also, when you make a podcast, a lot of people, like, wonder how you get that good sound, and how you do that is you go under blankets, so you get that cotton like feeling around you, so it keeps all your sound inside a box. Or you could get sound reflecting things, is what they think they call it. These podcasts are gonna be really cringe. I'm gonna try not to make them really cringe. I don't even think if I'm gonna go on a long amount of time, it's gonna be good. You're probably just gonna hear me, just saying, So, like, when you make, like, a podcast, you gotta know what you're gonna talk about. You gotta have, like, the right stuff. You at least have to have a microphone, and if you record off your phone, you already have a pretty good microphone, or even like a gaming headset, or like the simplest like microphone you could like plug into a headphone jack or something that's just simple, because you need a microphone obviously to hear the audio. And if you don't, then you're just gonna have a bad podcast, because you have to have good audio. That is the key for a podcast. And you gotta keep all your sound inside, like, at least a couple square feet. And, when, you, like, decide, like, what you're gonna do a podcast about, if you're watching this on Spotify or if you're watching this on Anchor, preferably Spotify for this question. If you're on Spotify, I made this with Anchor, and the ad is gonna pop up at the end of this podcast, and you have to go get Anchor. I can't force you, but I recommend it if you are trying to start a podcast easily. They give you all the tools you need. They give you a little cool editing system. It's just really cool, and they just make you feel like they make you feel comfortable about the podcast you're gonna make. And I'm gonna have guests on the show later, like we're talking about like October 2nd week. If not, we're gonna have it on the 3rd week of October. I already got some people in mind. They're just my friends, but they're not gonna like be like the most famous people on the internet. So stay tuned for that. I'm also gonna try to get like a little setup kind of like, if you guys know, it's not going to be exactly like that, but it's going to be like similar to Logan Paul. I'm going to have my back set up, but I don't want to, like, I don't like him that much, so, like, I'm not going to copy off him. I just kind of like how his setup is with the table and, like, all that stuff. So, let me just plug my phone in. And also, when he does it, he gets, like, really good sound, which I like. So, probably gonna buy some of those microphones. You know, they're probably, like, $200 each. I'm probably not gonna get them, but, I mean, like, if I make money off of this, then I will. So, yeah. Next thing we need to talk about is the YouTube channel I might make for this podcast. This podcast is called Life at Its Finest, which basically says that sometimes in life it's amazing, and we're basically talking about some amazing things in life and things that we would want to happen in life that would be like really like fine, like life at its finest. And that's how I came up with the idea. And if you're watching this on Spotify, I want you to download Anchor right now, and I want you to make a podcast, because just podcasts let you express yourself and how do you feel about some things, and about just like my pod, kind of like my podcast, Life at Its Finest, because life is at its finest, I think, in the state where it is. We have some problems in life with some technology, with some just people being absolute, you know what, and stuff like that. We had the Area 51 raid where like only like 100 people went. Just all of like the stuff is just crazy, and like we're so like probably lucky to have this, even though not all of it is good. It's just that it's like we could learn from it, we could have it, so we could like we could just see what happens and then learn from it and fix our mistakes that we already made. Now, if you're like me, I watch YouTube and TikTok. Now, one of those two is my favorite. It has to be TikTok, because TikTok, you can express your feelings more, you can dance, and basically only people can talk about you is on the internet, just like YouTube. But you can dance, you can add sounds, you can make 60 seconds, 15 seconds filters, just all that amazing stuff. And being able to express yourself and being you is just like really amazing. I was late on this podcast today. I slept in a little bit. This is gonna probably get uploaded it at like 1:15, so yeah, probably this is gonna be my second podcast. And yeah, one more thing, another thing, this is probably gonna be my last thing, is the people you should talk to on podcasts and your kind of like fan base. If you're under 12, or if you are 12, you want to have a 12 and under 12 fan base, okay? If you're 18 and over, you want to have an 18 and over fan base. So, like, kids don't start, like, saying rude words, and just so, it would just make sense. If you make six-year-old podcasts, they're for six-year-old podcasts. I'm 11, so mine are for 11, 12, and 10, and that's it, basically, because I don't think a 9, well, maybe a 9, but, like, an 7, 6, 5, even an 8 would probably even understand the stuff we talk about on the show, because they should be watching YouTube Kids, and not watching YouTube or TikTok, hopefully. And yeah, so I think that's it for today's podcast. And I will see you all on Wednesday. Goodbye.